KD Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 83 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 76.
Hustle or Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine on Wednesday of this week introduced the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, otherwise known as the ACRE Act of 2023. This legislation would benefit American families, farmers, and rural communities nationwide by giving greater flexibility to more financial institutions to offer affordable lines of credit to rural and agricultural borrowers. High inflation and rising interest rates are putting a strain on farmers and rural homeowners in Kansas and across the country, said Senator Jerry Moran. Main Street lenders must have the flexibility required to provide rural Americans with access to the capital needed to achieve home ownership and continue operating family farms. This legislation will help to boost rural housing and support the agricultural economy that plays a vital role in small towns across America, end of quote. Items to note within the legislation, specifically the ACRE Act would grant community banks the same tax-exempt status on certain earned interest that applies to farm credit institutions, allowing farm real estate borrowers and rural homeowners access to lower interest rates. This exemption would also apply to single-family home mortgage loans in rural communities with fewer than 2,500 residents and for mortgages less than $750,000. And according to the American Bankers Association, this legislation would expand access to affordable agricultural and home loans to over 4,000 rural communities nationwide and save family farmers and producers well over $400 million in annual interest expenses. Full text of the ACRE Act can be found at our website, within this story, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be a two-person scramble tournament, Downs Golf Club, coming up this Sunday, July 23rd at 9 a.m. $60 is the entry fee. That includes lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins. And to register, call or text Corey, 545-6043. Lincoln County Fair continuing today on Friday. Amongst the items that we can tell you about for today, there is a ranch rodeo at 7 o'clock. There is a youth pedal pull at 7 o'clock at the grandstand. And there's also the tie-out livestock at 9 o'clock, bingo at 9 o'clock as well. Then coming up tomorrow on Saturday, there'll be a blacksmith demonstration 4 to 7, demolition derby at 7:30, bingo again at 9 o'clock, and a fireworks show after consolation and before the feature of the demo derby at the Lincoln County Fair. And also on Friday, they have the livestock judging contest here this morning beginning at 10 a.m. There's also inflatables, laser tag, and barrel train, $10 wristbands available each night at the Lincoln County Fair. And we'll be broadcasting live from Lincoln County Fair coming up tomorrow, Saturday, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Mitchell County Fair continuing. Laser tag bouncy houses open all three nights through Saturday. Wristbands available each night for $10. And a cornhole tournament is taking place tonight at 6 o'clock, $20 per team. Enduro cruiser races and demo derby. Pit opens at 4 tonight. A beer garden at 6, gate at 6, pit pass $25, admission at the gate $12. Kids pedal pool starts at noon on Saturday, tomorrow, July 22nd. That's for 9 classes, ages 4 through 12. No entry fee or admission. And also there'll be sports modified, stock cars, hobby stock, sport compact, cruisers, trailer races. Pits open at 4 tomorrow night. Beer garden at 6, gate at 6. Pit pass is at $25. Admission to gate is $12. Once again, all three nights of the Mitchell County Fair, bounce houses and laser tag from 6 to 10, $10 wristband per night. And we'll be broadcasting live from the Mitchell County Fair in Beloit tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening, and tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
In the air, left field. That should get the job done. Melendez behind it. McKinstry tags. There'll be no throw to the plate. A sacrifice fly from Spencer Torkelson gives the Tigers a 3-0 lead.
Really good at bat.
The Tigers would go on to win by that 3-0 final over the Royals to take 3-4 from Kansas City in the midweek series. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, state baseball tournaments in the area. An NFL team has officially been sold, and an update on the British Open in golf. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, American Legion State Baseball Tournament got underway on Thursday and continues today. Already one game in the books as Garnett beat Seneca 5-4 on the winner's side of the bracket to move to the semifinals. Currently in progress, Beloit against Iola, and coming up later this afternoon, elimination games, Corning against Seneca at 2 o'clock, and Concordia will play the Beloit-Iola loser at 4:30. The semifinal matchup tonight at 7 has Garnett against the Beloit-Iola winner. You can find the full bracket for the Legion State Tournament at ntksports.com. Pee Wee State Semis in Concordia on Thursday night. The Beloit Grasshoppers winning over Hanover 3-1. And the Concordia Knights handing Osborne their first loss as Concordia wins 13-3. Finals tonight, third place Osborne against Hanover at 7 o'clock at Meyer Field. And the championship game has the Beloit Grasshoppers against the Concordia Knights at 8:30 at Jensen Field in Concordia. Also in local state baseball, the K-18 state tournament begins on Saturday in Lucas with the first round game. Smith Center Red will take on Phillipsburg 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Concordia F&A against Colby at 11:30. Beloit Red takes on Sky City at 2 o'clock and Clay Center against Waukenia at 4:30. You can find the full bracket as you can for Pee Wee and Legion state tournaments at ntksports.com. One other local sports note, if you missed it this morning, we were joined by Josh Eilert, the new head coach of the West Virginia men's basketball team. The Osborne native joined us on the Sports Ticket, and if you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Tigers picked up a 3-0 shutout win over the Royals Thursday afternoon to take the midweek series 3-1. Detroit scored 2 in the second, another in the fifth, and in his return from the injured list, Royals starter Zach Greinke again lacked run support. He gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and 4 innings, dropping to 1-10 with the loss. Royals manager Matt Quatero on Greinke's return.
It's kind of what we expected. It's been 15, 16 days, so we knew it wasn't going to, you know, be a deep outing. You know, it looks like he struggled a little bit with his command. You know, he was around the zone plenty, but just probably a lower strike percentage than he's used to or we're used to seeing. He minimized, you know, 4 innings, 2 runs. I mean, he gave us a good chance.
The Royals are now 28-70 after losing 3-4 to Detroit. They hit the road to start a 3-game series with the Yankees, game 1 at 6:05 tonight. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders have been sold and no longer belong to Dan Snyder and his family. NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the Commanders to a group led by Josh Harris. The Harris Group is paying $6.05 billion for the franchise, which is a record number for a North American team. Snyder was a majority owner of the Washington franchise since 1999. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement, quote, "Congratulations to Josh Harris and his impressive group of partners. Josh will be a great addition to the NFL. He has a remarkable record in business. business, sports, and in his communities. I know he has a commitment to winning on the field, but also to running an organization that everyone will be proud of and to making positive contributions in the community, unquote. For more on the sale of the Commanders, you can visit NFL.com. Finally, in sports and golf, the British Open is continuing as round two is underway at Royal Liverpool. After coming into the day a stroke behind the leader, American Brian Harman shot 6-under on the day, and as of the round 11:45, in first place by 5 strokes at 10-under through 2 rounds. Tommy Fleetwood of England second at 5-under, while Francis Antoine Rosner is 4-under in third. You can find a full look at the leaderboard at theopen.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.